Hometown Radio for you and yours. The one and only one. 1460 WVOX.
914-636-0110. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Lou? Great to be here again. What is that song we just heard?
I don't know. Nick, what was the name of the song?
It's called Breathless.
Breathless.
By?
Breathless by great Todd Rundgren.
Wow.
That's when he was with Utopia?
No, that was that little solo thing he did before Utopia.
Oh, okay.
Well, never heard this. Never heard this.
You know, he was from Philly, you know. Everybody thought he was from England. He was from Philly. Great he was talent. A Philly boy.
Great talent. Producer, too, right?
Yeah. Very good guitar player. All right. The phone number is 914-636-0110. And I'll start it off with Steve here. And tomorrow, everybody's primary. And I don't care who you vote for, who you like, who you don't like. But if you're a registered Democrat, go out to the primary. Don't take what people try to push on you. Do your research. Go on a computer. Go on YouTube. Do your research. Look who you think is best, who suits your needs, who suits the way you think, or suits the way your balance, your pocketbook thinks even. You got to look at all these things. You know, we have the greatest thing in this country is the right to vote. And people don't take it for granted. They take it for granted. But we all need to look at this, at these primaries, Steve, and go out there and vote. That's how you show statements. But even if your guy didn't win the primary, but they know at the end he got so many votes, so there's a lot of people who think like that. So that's the best thing you can do, Steve.
Yeah, it's our system at work. Now, let's face it, in the Rochelle, if you're a Republican, good luck, Charlie. No primaries for you. But there are primaries in other towns for Republicans. It's a good model. Republicans should organize, get district leaders, shake up your leadership, and have primaries like the Democrats did. There's nothing better for stimulating interest. Democrats have several very good races, a couple of challenges against incumbents for the right to run for a certain council seat and other. Very good, impressive show of democracy.
I totally agree, and I think that's how you make a statement here. And I'm just telling everybody, tomorrow with the primaries, Democrats out there, go vote for your person. I'm not telling you who to vote for. That's your choice. There's a lot of good Democratic candidates out there. But do your research and look what's going to be better for the city, not just now, down the road, because we're in a development stage here. So every decision we make now with these buildings and ending population is going to affect our kids and our grandchildren, because the numbers are going to just keep rising, rising, rising. If we don't start setting limits now, it's going to be astronomical. And the funny thing about New Rochelle, everybody, is that we can't leave our house to our kids, a lot of people. They can't afford the upkeep with no mortgage. It's hard for them to keep the upkeep of a house with the way taxes are, Steve. So
absolutely,
this has to be, when you go to these primaries, these are the questions you have to think to yourself.
And we have to have questions asked of developers. Let's face it, developers are good business people. They're good at building. Good for them. But responsible public servants and a responsible public have to ask the questions. It's not enough to put the shovel in the ground. You need to demand things of these builders, because, you know, following building, Lou, there's greater demand on roads, schools, everything else. We have to hold them accountable and the politicians who take care of them.
Okay. All right. We've got our first caller, 914-636-0110. I'm told Trudy's on the line. Hello, Trudy.
Hey, how are you folks?
Hey, how you doing, Trudy?
Okay, good. All right. So I've been listening to the news, and the latest thing I heard today was, and it may have been like a week ago for all I know, but I heard it today, was that the southern border in our country is now being crossed by large amounts of Chinese. The description that I heard today was that they're middle-aged, no family, technicians, And they appear they could also be military men, which means they could be Army, right?
That's
so I backtracked and I said, what do we already know for a fact? The Chinese have purchased farmland near our military bases. Fact. A Chinese balloon flew across the country over our military bases. Fact. The Chinese are now have a major presence in Cuba. That's a fact. And then, okay, those were all facts.
I'm gonna give one to you, Trudy, right now. What about another fact is that in the Midwest, when you're talking about North, South Dakota, and Iowa, where the corn growers are and everything else, they're buying land like crazy there for farmland and going into the farming business or whatever. So how can they're looking to control every aspect of the world, and that's what's happening right now. And they're doing this, the things that you said, I'm just adding on to it.
Yes, and I agree. And there's one more fact that I discovered when I knew a fellow who was going around the world selling agricultural machinery. He went to Egypt, he went to Chile, he went to China several times, and here's the connecting dot. He found out that the farmers in China are military men. They are trained to come together quickly and form an army. Now, you might say, why would you pick people on the farmlands to do that? Because when Mao took over China, he took the farmland first, and then he went into the cities. And I think we have a pattern here. I think we are in deep trouble. I think someone needs to kick these farmers that are Chinese out of here now.
I'm gonna let Steve say something. I just want to say real something. You know, if you remember the old Cuban crisis years ago with Khrushchev. Khrushchev brought militaries to Cuba. Now, that's exactly what Xi is doing right now. He's doing the same thing as whatever. That's 90 miles off the coast of our country. 90 miles.
Exactly. So easy
access.
Over here.
Exactly right. So I think Anthony Blinken, I think he has to open his eyes and they have to make some kind of stand here. Steve?
Well, I think the argument is right there. It's too obvious for our eyes to ignore, but I think it's time to ask for explanations. City leaders, mayors, the federal government, of course, on down. But if there is this trend of Asian immigration, I think our political leaders, our CIA, FBI, have to be looking at the foundation, the origins, and that starts with journalist questions.
All right. Thank you, Trudy. Thank you for the phone call. That's the music. We got to go to our break. That's Booker T and the MGs, Green Onion, right?
College File.
The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, Nikki, where Booker T on a Hammond B organ, was Steve Kropp on guitar, and Donald Duck was the bass, right?
Right, Donald Dunn.
Donald Dunn. They used to call him Donald Duck, yeah. Donald Dunn, yep. Yeah. You're right, Nick. All right, I'm told we got a caller. Let's get to Bruce. Bruce, you there?
Yes, I am, and I want to give you a quick background of a few things I learned very recently on this COVID deal. It started in 1965. They discovered the COVID style of disease. And in 1967, they knew it could be used and made into warfare-type medications. They tried it out on dogs and pigs. It got out in society. A lot of dogs were getting sick and intestinal problems. Nobody knew why. In 1990, they realized that there's no vaccine possible for the COVID strains. That's all the ones that are in your intestines and the flu and the cold. There's no vaccines possible because they flipped their identity. What happened later on is Fauci started working on it, and Fauci tried to get a patent for the disease, the Chinese version of it. They used the Chinese coding to get a patent. Patent office refused over several years and several attempts. The CDC finally messed around with the budget, paid off the patent office, and the vaccine and the disease were approved. Obama got wind of all this crap. And Obama said to shut down the whole thing. It's operating out of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He wanted it shut down. Fauci said to Chapel Hill, he overruled the president. You've got your budget, he told him. Keep going.
Really?
Then the material went over to China. It got into the Wuhan Institute of Technology.
Right, Bruce, jumping the narrative ahead. Just jumping the narrative ahead. Can you tell us how we got to be funding the gain-of-function research, which we know got very controversial?
It was put into the budget over many, many years. Billions of dollars were spent on this since the 70s.
Wow.
So this has been going on a long time under a lot of administrations. It was Obama that was going to pull the plug.
Yeah.
Fauci disobeyed him.
Amazing. Government within a government.
This is George Orwell, 1984, guys, I'm telling you.
And let's face it, bureaucracies were never meant to create policy. And that's just what, I guess you're saying, Fauci's lead did. So,
very big. Because around 2015, they said it was ready, that Pfizer started working on the vaccine. They knew they had something that could be, that the words were released or leaked, and those are in the memos, and they knew they had it. And when Pfizer was ready with their vaccine, which does not work, you cannot have a vaccine that works, the messenger ribonucleic acid against this COVID disease does not work. They released it. The rest is history. Fauci gave us all this malarkey of things to do, and yet he created it. Most important thing was our neighbor, James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, his first project at OMG, got the report. The number one thing he did was he got the scientist from Pfizer to say they're designing the next disease. Pfizer is designing the next disease, and it was on the tape.
All right, Bruce.
Let's hope our listeners look further.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Thanks for the call. We're going to get it. We're trying to do a new leaf here. We're going to get everybody on all the time. All right, so let's get to the next caller. Joanne?
I can't even believe that. Wow.
Look further. Do us all a favor. Look further. See if you can find sources.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, this is
unbelievable. Okay, so I'll get to my stuff, you guys. Okay, hi, you guys. I have to tell you that that the Chinese thing, that is, I mean, she was cute because she said the woman that called in, you know, maybe she didn't know, maybe it happened a week ago. Right?
Yes.
It's been a month, at least a month ago, or even more. And it is very scary. And Michigan is one of the main states. They are buying it up there like crazy land, and they are building a school, in fact, there. That's a fact, too. And just for Chinese now, mind you, you want to talk about racists, really? Just for them. And so they could spy on us, probably. That's what that's all about. I mean, this is real deep. And the other day I got abuse from, and I don't like to talk about people, your shows, because I do like Mr. What's-His-Name, the ex-mayor of, not Richard Thomas, the other one.
Davis?
From Mount Vernon.
Ernie Davis?
Yeah. Okay, but so it's not that I'm talking about. Today was a little abusive, not only to Vince, but to me next, because when I heard what he said to Vince, and I called him like a maniac, because he's, and a couple of people heard me, and they called me, and they told me already, and they said, it's crazy. He had some clown on there from New Jersey with him, and actually the guy said, oh, there's no Republican Party. He said, I'd be ashamed to say I was a Republican. I said, are you kidding me? I think it's like the exact opposite, if you want to know the truth. Truth be known over here. And in this day and age, and then they were saying, oh, like, I said, you know, you sound like Hillary Clinton. Like, you know, what are you calling it? And he said, I said, are you kidding me that you think that because of Trump, because we're Trump's, if we are, in fact, you know what I mean? Yes. I said, there's a lot behind that anyway. But after his speech the other night, I have to tell you guys that I'll tell you the truth. I think he's right on the money with everything that the man said. I mean it. And his demeanor was like really, I'll tell you, I don't know if he's changed, because you know Trump will never change. However, he wasn't calling everybody names and Mickey Mouse and this.
That's
and that.
Important.
Well, shorty long and longy short. What's that?
Yeah. Sorry? Let's face it, calling names. Joanne, let's face it, calling names only pleases the base. It doesn't convert new people. It doesn't make people think anew.
Good point.
And that's what you need.
Good point.
Right. Right, exactly. You know, okay, so let me skip that because I want to tell you this. So John Murtaugh was on today, and I can use his name because I'm not going to say whose show he was on because we know. But he said that, this is a disgusting thought here, I have to tell you this. Biden definitely will get in for president. He will definitely, Trump will not get in. It's going to be Biden, folks. Get out of here. Are you kidding me? I mean, is he kidding? Are you kidding? Oh, really? And you think this is a good thing? Oh, please.
Well, that's why you're calling, right? Yeah. You counter his opinion. That's purely an opinion. And I just don't want to hear from now on that he's a voice of Republicans. With all due respect, he's one voice, but he's not the only voice. Luke.
Exactly. Exactly, Steve.
Right. It's true. Now, wait, here's one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. Okay. You have a lot of calls, I'm sure. Okay, this is the thing I just heard on another place that I listened to. This is really, and this is right on the money, too. One of the gay pride parades, you know, was a gay pride week or month. Okay. And yesterday they were saying it's the LGBTQ thing. They were going like this. The chant was, just that everybody should know this. The chant was, they played it over and over and over and over. So I know that, the guy wasn't making it up.
Yes.
He said, let's see how did it go. We are queer. We are here. We are here. We are queer. And we're coming for your children. We are here. We are queer. And we're coming for your children. They chanted that during the parade. He had a recording of it and he played it over about at least 10 times.
Well,
I can't
really?
Even believe it. Yeah. I can't. That's another day's conversation because we need a whole show for that one, you know.
Well,
but it's like really outrageous. We've got to be so careful. This is crazy.
Well, I don't care what side you're on. But let's face it, Joan, I don't care what side you're on. Once you start talking about the future of kids and guiding, grooming kids, that's serious business. And I wish all parties would back off a little on that.
They really have to. I mean, this is scary, scary, scary.
And another thing, too, that parade they had the other day or whatever, every person in the beginning, I watched about 15 minutes of it, kept saying, we have to make a statement here, the big election next year or whatever. The Democrats are using this base like crazy. Because if you think there's only like 4 million gay people in this whole country here, you're out of your mind. There's got to be anywhere between 8 to 15 million if you call, lesbian, gay, whatever, any of that LGBTQ community. There's got to be about 10 to 12,000 people in this whole country here. That's a nice voting block. That could persuade elections in a lot of cities here.
And to say
what they were saying, we got to get this administration out of it because they're trying to tell everybody it's the white supremacy, which drives me crazy every time I hear that word.
Oh, me too. That's so sick. It's so sick. I can't.
It's got nothing to do with that.
I'll tell you.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Joanne.
All right, you guys, take care.
We have to find that middle ground, Joanne.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You're right,
what
Steve. Got to find the middle ground. All right, that's the music. We're going to be going to break in about 25 seconds. So